Hey, homegirl, real quick, before we get into this episode today, I want to invite you to my monthly Bible study called Chat and Chill. It is held every first Saturday of the month. We slow down, we open up the Word of God, and we have honest conversation. No pressure, honey. No pretending. You can actually watch it live on YouTube, or you can join the Zoom room by heading to my website at www.christianhomegirl.com. All the details will be in the show notes. Enjoy this episode. Hello to all my homegirls. Welcome back to Conversations with the Courageous Christian Homegirl. If you are new here, my name is Whitney. I am your host. If you are not new here, welcome back. Thank you for rocking and rolling with me, honey. Let me tell you, I'm fighting for my life with these allergies and sinuses, okay? Here we go. It has been warm in the Chicagoland area, but as I sit here and record, I think it's like 50 something. It was like 60 in the 60s the other day, but I looked at the forecast and it's supposed to snow tomorrow. So here we are. Woo. So yes, if you hear me sounding nasally at some point, you will absolutely know why. But let's get into this episode. Today I want to talk about something that sounds spiritual. Tucks hair behind ear, okay? But it actually might be something called avoidance. It's a hard pill to swallow because I have been there before. I've been in this position, but I just want to say that faith is not passive. You know, oftentimes I say, we say, they say, everyone says, I'm praying about it. I'm trusting God. I'm waiting on confirmation. And yes, all of that can absolutely be true because I have done the same thing. But sometimes we're really just avoiding the thing that we need to do. And I'm saying that gently. I'm saying that with love because I have absolutely done it multiple times. As a matter of fact, as recently as last year, year before last. This is not something that I've overcome. And I think it's just something natural. That I don't want it to be natural, but you know, it's easier to say I'm praying about it than it is to really define what obedience looks like, especially if you are called to build something. And when you are called to build something, a lot of times you do need clarity. So it's almost like, okay, well, what am I building? What does, you know, the first phase of this thing look like? When is it complete? And these questions can oftentimes lead to uncertainty, can, you know, feel just like, it can feel like chaos, to be honest. And listen, it's not a faith issue. I want you to know that it's not a faith issue. And I am on the other side of understanding that. I know a lot of people, you know, will say, well, you just need to have more faith. And I get that. Okay, but I do. But again, it's not a faith issue, at least in my case, it's not. It's really just a clarity issue. And this is something I see often when I'm sitting with other entrepreneurs, when I'm sitting, you know, and just having just business talk, but also with women in my one-on-ones, like they love God. And I love that too, because we're going to start off with prayer, right? They know that they're called to a specific industry and not confused about the vision, maybe about the process, but not the vision. They're overwhelmed because the steps are not defined. And I get that too. I'm telling y'all, I was there. Kay, if you listening, tell the people. But I also want to remind you that without having faith, which actually gives you the courage to do something, and the courage gives you like the direction to do it, and it creates this motion, it creates progress. And so whenever we like tend to slow down and really just sit with it and define the assignment and really define what the vision is, everything shifts. Like, I'm literally speaking from experience. And it's not that the vision has changed or anything. It's just that you became specific. So I had a clarity session with someone. And then after the session, the person said, I finally have a plan. I have focus and clarity. And what stood out to me wasn't that, you know, the word like, oh, I have this. It was the relief, like literally felt the relief, because clarity just doesn't give you the steps. It also gives you the peace. So I know for me last year when I was trying to figure out, you know, what, how do I merge my brands? Like, how do I merge, well, the vision? So how do I merge being a project manager, but then also finding myself in this space as a Christian community leader? On one side of things, I'm like, I'm this and I'm that. And it was just so confusing. It was chaotic. I mean, I'm telling you, I was just all over the place. And in the end, because of that, I really, really, really felt overwhelmed. And when I feel overwhelmed by something, I typically put it down. I become very frustrated. I don't even want to do it. I want to just throw it all away. And it's funny because I actually had a call with my girl Kay. And after that call, it was like so clear. And I had used the analogy, I hope I can remember it, that you know how pastors will preach on Sundays, like that's their calling, but then turn around and they're like the director. I think I said police officer, like the pastor and a police officer, because I knew somebody like that. Or you turn around and they're like a professor at school and it's like, wait a minute, you know, like I can still be a project manager and also still like walk out the vision, the calling that God gave me. And so when I was able to sit down and really like clarify those steps, it really helped me. And it's so funny because I can do this for other people, but when it comes to me, I'm like, wow. But that's what I say, every coach needs a coach, and I fully, fully understand it. So I want to ask you a question, like, what is the assignment for this season in your life? Not forever, but for this season. And I think once that becomes clear, execution gets lighter. Your faith ignites. It feels active again because you're not just believing, but you're also building. You're also like, okay, I am in this thing. I fully understand. I fully know what I'm going to do. And it's so funny because truth be told, I wouldn't be sitting here today if I did not have that clarity, because I was getting ready to have like 50 million podcasts. And again, like, so if you don't know me, I've had other podcasts in the past. This is not my first rodeo, but I knew long term that I could not sustain having multiple podcasts. I just knew I couldn't. It would be great, but I just knew I couldn't. Once I really sat down and got that clarity, I was like, oh, okay. And then also inviting God, like, that's huge. God, okay, what do you want me to do? Like, you gave me the vision. How do I steward this? It was just so much. And I know I'm making it sound simple, but it's really not, because it's like an onion. You really have to peel back the layers and really just sit and process all of these things. If you are listening and you're thinking, okay, girl, you all in my business, you might be talking to me. Like, I had to pause for a second and say, is sis in my prayer journal? Is sis in my prayer? Is she in the room? Like, did the Lord speak to her? You may be feeling that right now, okay? And if you are, that is exactly why I've created my Clarity and Strategy session. Is 90 minutes where we're focused, okay, focused on defining the assignment, mapping out your next steps, building structure around what God has already placed in your hands and in your heart. And I truly believe that many times we just need to sit down and just focus. We need to sit down and focus, and focus with the right person, like focus with the expert. I have grown out of feeling like I can do everything, because I mean, I can. The Bible says I can. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. At this point in my life, I am going with the experts for a reason. I'm telling y'all, I would not be sitting here if I was not in partnership with the experts, right? So when you partner with an expert, it takes you a shorter amount of time, because that person obviously has the expertise to lead you and to do the things that, you know, you want to do. So if you're really tired of going in circles and you're really ready to move forward this year, in this quarter, in this month, I want to encourage you to just go ahead and book your Clarity and Strategy session with me. And the link will be in my show notes, but you can also head to my website, jesswit.com, and you can book there. And You know, I just want to remind you that faith is not passive. It moves. We know faith without works is dead. And when we move with intention and we have clarity and alignment, all of these things and obedience, all of these things work together. And that was like my missing link, to be honest. But, you know, enough about me, because, you know, I don't want you to be like, oh my gosh, she's still talking about her. But for real, though, like, I'm speaking from a place of I've been there, and I know how it feels to, you know, spend a year, literally a year, year and a half, just going in circles about your calling, about your vision, and just praying. And you're like, Lord, I'm praying. And listen, sometimes, just sometimes when you pray, the answer may not look exactly like what you think. So I never imagined that I was praying for clarity, vision, asking God to help me. And he would place people in my life that actually would help me carry this out. I think sometimes we forget that it's not always just us, that God will place people in your path to help you. And this is where wisdom comes in and discernment comes in, because for some reason we think that God can't send people, and I don't know why. He answers us, and it's rarely the way that you think. Trust me, because I thought he was just going to give me the idea, but he can, or the vision or the strategy, but he can literally give it to someone else to give to you. Okay. All right, homegirls. I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please leave a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can even tag me, email me a review, whatever it is. If you have questions, I would love, absolutely love for you to ask me questions so that I can answer them on the show. All right, y'all. It's time to wrap this thing up, and I will see y'all next week. Have an amazing day, amazing rest of the week, and I will talk to y'all soon.